This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Service is slowly returning to parts of France's high-speed rail service after arson attacks disrupted transport for hundreds of thousands of passengers just hours before the Paris Olympic Games officially open. From the French capital, Lisa Bryant reports.
Officials are denouncing as sabotage the attacks that sparked fires and affected service on France's Atlantic, Northern, and Eastern lines. They couldn't have come at a worse time, as many French head for summer holidays and thousands of tourists pour into Paris for the Olympic Games. Officials estimate about 800,000 people could be affected by the attacks. Delays and cancellations are expected to run through the weekend. Service was slowly being restored for France's Atlantic region that includes key towns like Bordeaux. Trains were also running in the eastern regions with delays. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
United States Vice President Kamala Harris urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal soon during their meeting on Thursday. AP correspondent Charles Day Ledesma has more.
Following Vice President Kamala Harris urging Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a deal on Gaza soon, Canada, Australia and New Zealand have issued a joint statement on the need for an urgent ceasefire there and the risk of expanded conflict between Hezbollah and Israel. The statement from the three prime ministers reads, "The situation in Gaza is catastrophic. The human suffering is unacceptable. It cannot continue. And Israel must listen to the concerns of the international community. The protection of civilians is paramount and a requirement under international humanitarian law." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Netanyahu is currently visiting with former President Donald Trump in his Florida estate, Mar-a-Lago.